Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. As school reopening plans trickle out, many of them put students in classrooms for only a few days a week, and that's left parents with a lingering problem from the springtime. What do they do with their kids the rest of the time? WHYY's Miles Bryan reports private child care providers are not eager to meet the demand.
Elizabeth Manuel has been monitoring news of school reopening plans with a steadily growing pit in her stomach. The South Philly Hospice aide's 10-year-old daughter, Layla, goes to Independence Charter School West. That school hasn't announced its plan yet, but if it follows the trend and goes with a limited in-person schedule, Manuel says she'll face an impossible choice.
I risk going to work, leaving her here to be on school, and then what, DHS comes and takes my daughter? Then what? I quit my job, and in the same notion, now I can't pay my bills or feed my kids?
Melissa Roselli is a primary care doc whose 7-year-old daughter goes to McCall Elementary. She says she could afford a babysitter if she could find one.
I would need to find someone flexible enough to say, hey, I just need you one day a week and maybe 2 weeks if the preschooler has a COVID case in his classroom.
Both of these parents' preferred option would be to send their kids to childcare on virtual learning days, but that might not be possible. Many child care providers' budgets are built on state subsidies for low-income kids that covers the cost of a few hours every day. Now those kids may be in care for up to 3 full days every week, but the state isn't offering any more money.
So when a parent calls, what I'm saying is, we will have to let you know.
Mary Graham is the executive director of the Children's Village in Center City.
Because if we commit to serving them and we're not getting any additional dollars from anyone, we'll just go out of business.
A spokesperson for the state says they are aware of this issue and are, quote, exploring options. Miles Bryan, WHYY News.